boys and men.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of what and what.
Yeah.
It's first year and second year. Okay, we are speaking today about Parshas Ki, Say. And there's lots of interesting things that are happening in this parasha. All these different types of stories, situations. You speak about you go to war, and then what happens if a person has some sort of conflict in his house, he's got trouble with his trouble with his kids, and all different types of things. And the pasuk says in the middle of the parasha, Ki Yikare Kantzipor, when it happens, you have a nest of a bird. Whoa. Lifanecho baderech. Lo and behold, there it is in front of you on the way. Mecholeitzo ala oretz. Efroichem oi beitzim. You have these little chicks, or there's these eggs. V'ha'im roi vetzes ala efroichem. And the mama, the mother is sitting there. She's crouched over her chicks or her eggs. Lo sika ha'im al habonim. Shalach t'shalach esa'im. Whoa, this is the mitzvah called Shiloh Kana. I want you to know something. It says in the mitzvah you will get arichas yomim, you will get long life. However, it is famous that this mitzvah is a very special skula. Anyone here ever did the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen? It's a special mitzvah. Big skulas doing the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKen. First of all, you have to know how to do it. You have to know when to do it. You have to know because who do you have to send away? The mother. So you have to know when's the mother. I don't know if it's the mother or the father, by day, by night. You have to know there's all different types of details and how to do this. And this mitzvah has special skula. Now, there was someone who I was very close with. His name was Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Finkel. We have a sefer over there, Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Finkel. He lived in 45 hours of Yabira. I live in 46 hours of Yabira. And he was a person who was very into skulas and all these different types of things. He had in his house a Shiloh HaKan. He had a situation right outside his house. Now, and Eretz Yisrael does happen more often. Now, he has someone who he's very close with, whose name is Reb Usher Arieli. Are you familiar with is that name familiar to many of you? The biggest magichir in the entire world, Reb Usher Arieli, since you're in the Mir Yeshiva to a trillion people. Anyway, so Reb Usher, at the time, was married for many years and did not yet have any children. And Reb Eliyahu Baruch quickly called Reb Usher to his house and told him, you have an opportunity to do Shiloh HaKen. And the pasuk says, which means you have long life, but this is skula for perpetuation. Long life is perpetuation, having children. It's a known skula to have children. Rav Asher came, and lo and behold, that year he had a child. Baruch Hashem. He was not zoicha to many children, but Baruch Hashem, he had more than one child. That was his first child that he had. It was right after he did Shiloh HaKen by Rabbi Baruch Finkel. Now, the next time, there was another Shiloh HaKen, and there's another famous Rosh Hashiva, who I will not mention, who did not have any children. And Rabbi Baruch called him to his house and says, listen, we have Shiloh HaKen situation, come do Shiloh HaKen. So he came with his wife to do Shiloh HaKen, and the mother is sitting on the eggs. And you have to send the mother away. Right? You have to just like give it a little nudge or something like that. So he gives the bird a little nudge. The bird doesn't move. It's strange. And then he gives the bird a push, and the bird doesn't move until finally he pushes the bird, and the eggs crack. Now there's no more mitzvah Shiloh HaKen. This person was never zoicha to have children, never had any children. So he wasn't able to do the mitzvah properly. Shiloh HaKen is a mitzvah that has very special skulas, and if you get an opportunity to do it, don't pass it up. Now there's another skula that's brought down in the mitzvah Shiloh HaKen, which is, it says in the Medrash, Mau shalech tishalech esaim, im kiyamto mitzvah zu, at memar lovoy melech ha-mashiach. You're bringing Mashiach just one step closer. That's pretty amazing. This just seems to be a very random mitzvah, you know what I mean? It's like, you have to just send away the mother and take the eggs, and that's bringing Mashiach closer. Says Rav Tamchum, Im kiyam to mitzvah zu, at mamar es Eliyahu Anavi. You're going to bring Eliyahu Anavi faster. Fascinating. What is it about mitzvah Shiloh HaKen? That the mitzvah of sending out Shiloh HaKen, sending out of the nest, the bird that brings Melech HaMashiach and brings Eliyahu HaNavi. Guess what, my friends? This is Shvilei Pinchas, Pinchas Friedman, and he says the following thing. He brings from the Sefer Noyim Agadim that an interesting idea. It's actually B'Shem the Medrash. And it says, in history, all of the saviors that we've had, the salvation always comes from people whose names start with Aleph and Mem. As a group. For example, Aaron, Moshe, Esther, and Mordechai, Elio, Mashiach, Avinu, Malkeinu. Everything is a manifestation of Aleph Mem, or if you put the two words together, Aim. Aim. It all comes from, the Geula comes from, always from a Bechina of Aim. Aaron and Moshe together is a Bechina of, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, Shalach Tishalach Es Ha'Aim. V'esabonim Tikachloch. Bring the children closer. If you just get the mother to go do her job, Aaron and Moshe, Esther Mordechai, Elio Mashiach. If you get that going, Shalach to Shalach is the aim, get the mother going. So then, Esavanim Tikachloch. So here it is. The Pasuk, the Zohar Kodesh says that there's a place in the world which is called Kan Tzipor. Kan Tzipor is the nest of the bird. It's a literal translation. The nest of the bird, and that is where Mashiach is waiting. Mashiach is in a holding cell. That holding cell is called Kan Tzipor. And says the Zohar the following thing. The Oisoy Mokum Shenikar Kan Tzipor. So apparently, there is this thing called Kan Tzipor, and that is where Mashiach is. Now, Kan Tzipor is Rashi Tevois Kates. So it's an interesting thing. Chazal tells us there's something called Kates Hayomim. Or Kates of Mashiach. Bikesh Yaakov legalos es ha-Kates. Yaakov wanted to reveal the Kates. What's the Kates? It means the end of times. That means he wanted to reveal the Kan Tzipor. He wanted to reveal when's Melech Mashiach coming out of the Kan. Kates is Kan Tzipor. And the Pasuk says in Eoiv, Kates sam lachoshech, which means the end will be placed for darkness. There'll be an end to the darkness. What will bring an end to the darkness? The Kates, Kan Tzipor. Kan Tzipor is what Melech HaMashiach is. We're in this darkness. Once we open up the Kan Tzipor, once we open up this nest, and we let Melech HaMashiach out, then there'll be an end of darkness. So this is all what we're speaking about here when we're talking about, when we speak about this mitzvah of, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. Shiluach HaKen is to try to be ma'oirer the geula. There's a fascinating thing it says in the Chassam Sefer, just so you should know. It says the first goyel that we had was Moshe and Aaron. Now Moshe was 80 years old, and he didn't even know that he was going to be the savior. And not only that, when Hashem told him, go save the Jewish people, he said, I'm not worthy, I can't do it, just choose someone else. Says the Chassam Sefer, the same way the very first Goyel, the very first person that saved us, Savior, didn't know he's Mashiach. The person that's going to save us, Mashiach, when he comes, also doesn't know he's Mashiach. Until there comes this great light and there's a revelation, all of a sudden, here he is, he's Mashiach. That's going to happen. He says, Shalom Melech also, until he was Nimshach, so Shalom Melech was felt regular. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu anointed him, and all of a sudden he felt this power and strength to become king. That's what's going to happen. So just as a word of, if you want a word of tactic, how to know if someone's Mashiach, any person that comes over to you and says, I'm Mashiach, he's definitely not Mashiach. Mashiach doesn't know he's Mashiach. And if someone says, I am the Mashiach, just no one knows yet, so then you're not Mashiach. Mashiach himself, not only that, some service says, in every generation, there is a person who could be Mashiach, and he doesn't know. It's true, in every generation, someone could be Mashiach. But if he thinks he's Mashiach, he's definitely not. So we have this situation, where we have this Kan Tzipor, and there, in the Kan Tzipor, is Mashiach. Listen to this fascinating thing. David HaMelech wrote 150 Prakim of Tehillim. David HaMelech wrote 150 Prakim of Tehillim. Why did he write 150 of them? Well, 150 is Gematria Kan. Kan is Kuf Nun, is 150. Kan Tzipor. Now, David HaMelech is called David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, which means he'll always be Melech. So the Zohar asks the question, what happens when Mashiach comes? Is Melech HaMashiach? Says the Zohar, David, who Melech HaMashiach? David is Melech HaMashiach. There's something about Mashiach ben David, who's on his way, that all comes from David. So David HaMelech put into the Bria, you want, a person wants him to carve the Geula, he will do it through saying Tehillim. 150 Kapitlach of Tehillim is the Kan. That's where it's going to come out of. It's going to come out of our Tfilas. Tzipor, Kan Tzipor, what is a Tzipor? A bird is known for two things. A bird is known because it flies, and a bird is known because it chirps. Oif means to fly. Ofef is to fly. Tzipor means to chirp. The tzaftzef is to chirp. Kan tzipor is the kan of the chirpers. If we daven and we say Tehillim and we learn and we use our mouth properly, that's David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Hishtel Davek Tehillim. 150 is the kan tzipor that's going to bring Mashiach. So my friends, I just want to finish with this. There's a fascinating Gemara. Gemara in Ksuvah says that Rebbe, who is, by the way, a descendant of, also Pashtus of David HaMelech, lived in a town in Eretz Yisrael called, anyone know the name of the town that that Rebbe lived in? Sipayri. He lived in a town called Sipayri. And there's a fascinating thing that happened in this town. First of all, he lived there for 17 years. Just like Yaakov lived 17 years after the whole mess. Yaakov's life was difficult. It's true, it was difficult. At the end, he had 17 years where things were good. After Yosef, you know, the whole thing was, you know, Yosef revealed himself. 17 years. Those were like 17 years of like living heaven on earth. And Rebbe also lived 17 years in Sipayri. 17 years Me'ein Olam Haba. He like lived in like in that world, in this world, in a town called Sipayri. Now, something else happened. After Rebbe died, the Gemara says Rebbe used to come back and make Kiddush for his children in Sipayri after he's dead. Now, there's a whole shiloh of how could a dead person make Kiddush? How could he be Maitziyu? Could he be Maitziyu? He's not Chayiv. He is Chayiv. It's a discussion. How could Rebbe make Kiddush for his kids? He can't be Maitziyu's kids in Kiddush. But, okay, Vaisluchas can. Rebbe made Kiddush for his kids in Sipayri. Why did Rebbe come back in Sipayri? I think that perhaps, this is my own addition, it could be Sipayri has a very special skula. It's a skula of, this is the place of Melech HaMashiach. This is the place of Tchias HaMesim. This is a place where we can connect a little bit to the Kan Tzipor. The Kan Tzipor is the Kates, is the end. The end is when Mashiach comes and will be Zechet Tchias HaMesim. So that's why Rebbe was able to come back in Dafka in Tzipori. So this is the special skula we have in this week's parsha, this idea of Shiloh HaKen. The idea of Shiloh HaKen is Shalach T'Shalach HaSa'im. Send out, aim is Eliyahu and Mashiach. Send them out that they should go daven. They should be mitzafzef. They should use their tzipor. They should use their mouth to be to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should bring the Gula. And then we'll bring the children closer. We'll be zoche to Mashiach Tzikeinu, v'mheira, v'yameinu. Amen. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.